The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to From the Median, a daily report from the front line of the pro-life movement, discussing two worldviews that are driving our culture in opposite directions. From the Median asks, which side of the road are you on? What direction do you want our culture to go? Tune in as we plan the route that takes us back to the culture of life. And now your host, Molly Smith.
Welcome back. I am Molly Smith, your host. I want to remind you all that our program is available for download. You can do so by going to our website, fromthemedian.org.
Hi, everybody, and thank you for joining me. I really appreciate you being here for From the Median. My name is Jerry Serino Jr., and I am your assistant host, along with Molly Smith. I am doing a number of episodes on my own, as hopefully if you're an avid listener, you have been hearing that and seeing that. So I appreciate you being here. Thank you so much. I am very pleased to be here with Laura Klassen. Laura is the founder of Choice 4-2, a great pro-life organization. She is from Canada, but she helps and works with people worldwide, and she's here to share all that she does and her experiences. Laura, thanks for coming on.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Yes, I appreciate you being here. So we had first met when you came on my show. It's been a few years. And obviously, you know, when I came to this new format, I, you know, wanted to get some of my more exciting guests that I've had on before to come on this program with Cleveland Right to Life. And I've followed you on social media and so much of what you have done and are doing. So first, let's start with, you know, what Choice 4-2 is. Tell us what it is about. We'll get into, you know, the history of it, what got you into it, and what you're doing in the future. But, you know, for someone who were to ask, you know, what is Choice 4-2? How would you explain?
Okay. So it is an anti-abortion organization, yes, based in Canada and operational worldwide now, mostly North America, I would say. We have two different things that we do. On the one hand, we are connecting directly with women who are planning to abort their babies, basically. And we chat with them and try and get them to have mercy on their children and to not murder their own babies. And if, you know, they decide to keep their child and they do need some help financially, we're able to help them in those types of ways. And we do this all through a huge network of churches that we now have across the world, which is just amazing. So we're able to work because we always have in-person verification with these women. So it's really important that we have this network in place. And so the other side of the organization is creating basically hard-hitting content that really exposes abortion for what it is to our culture. And that's where all of our videos came in. And, you know, that's where our new series Exposed, that's how that plays into everything.
Yeah. So go to, people listening, go to Choice 4-2, and you have to use the number 4 and 2, choice42.com. It's a really great website. And you would mention videos, and you have some of the best videos that are made. Some of them are meant to be sort of satirical or funny. Some of them are obviously very, very serious. So some of the ones that I first saw when I first connected with you was with you and your pink hair. And I think there's some with you and your blue hair. And you're meant to tell me about that. Like, are you the creative person behind those videos?
Yes. So my background's in acting. And so I actually left my job in theater maybe 5 or 6 years ago to focus on Choice 4-2 full time. And it's kind of cool to see just how, I was able to still do the things that I loved, but for something much more important. So that's why we have those videos.
Yeah, they're very good. I mean, they make you smile, they make you laugh. But they do put forward a message. And I think it's a cool way of getting across a message, especially to people who might be, you know, watching, who are younger and you know, might be more drawn into that. So I would encourage you, if you're listening, go to choice42.com. And it's a great website. There's all sorts of information, and you could watch some of those videos. You do have a video that you made, and you had mentioned a new series that you have, but one that you made with Kevin Sorbo that I actually use and I play to college students when I do talks, pro-life talks on campus, and I show that video. It's very, very good. Tell me, obviously I know it and use it. Tell me about that video, what people can expect to see, and how it kind of came about.
Okay, so that is the first video of our Exposed series, and we've created two videos so far in that series. And so that first one is called The Procedure, and it is the true story of an ultrasound technician in a hospital who witnessed a second trimester baby being torn apart. He watched that on ultrasound. So it's, I was contacted by this ultrasound tech a couple of years ago, and he just sent me this message, which is basically like the overview of his story. And when I read it, I was just like, wow, like this is so disturbing, but would make a really powerful video. And he was all for that. So the script was based, you know, right off of what he actually wrote to me in that first message. And Kevin Sorbo, yeah, he did the voice for it, which was just amazing. Mm-hmm. I didn't expect to ever, you know, get a phone call from Kevin Sorbo, but he just completely knocked it out of the park, and so thankful for him. And yeah, I'm so glad to hear that you're using the video. That's exactly why we created it.
Yeah, it's very touching. So those that don't know, especially if you're younger, Kevin Sorbo is an actor. He's kind of most well known for the TV series Hercules, and he's done other things, but he's also very outspoken, I guess, conservative and specifically pro-life. So he does the voiceover. It's very moving. It's about maybe 3 minute long video or so. Mm-hmm. And it's very, yeah, very moving. It's very real. And I think that's what's, I find it very effective when I use it and show people, and I ask them to say, hey, you can go to choice42.com and see this video and share it with other people and see others. And yeah, it gets across the point that we need to be sharing. So you obviously, you had mentioned that you were in theater, you were in acting, and then you decided to become a pro-life advocate. Kind of different. What was the, I mean, a good thing, obviously, but what was the motivator to take you from one career, especially a career that is probably not very pro-life overall, right? I mean, to doing this.
Right. So I was always very disturbed by abortion ever since I saw one of those graphic images when I was a young child. That stuck with me always. And I always felt like I needed to be doing something about it. And, you know, I was volunteering at my local pregnancy resource center and doing things like that. And then at the same time, starting my career, it was actually in opera. So when I started Choice for Two, I was also, you know, working in theater. And it just got to the point where I realized Choice for Two grew so quickly, so fast, which is amazing. But I realized I couldn't do both. And so it really wasn't a hard decision because though I love theater and I loved being in the opera and like it was amazing and really fun, at the same time, I'd always have this feeling of like, what am I doing with my life? Like, what am I actually doing running around wearing this costume on this stage? Like, whereas, you know, at night during my time off, I was doing Choice for Two and helping to actually save the lives of babies. So yeah, it just came down to a time thing and it was an easy choice. And I'm glad. Yeah.
So any personal backlash from the people in your industry once you kind of became known for what you were doing with Choice for Two?
Yeah, they think I'm crazy, which is fine. I'm basically not really friends with any of them anymore. Just a lot of it to do with just, I actually moved away as well. And I just don't see them, but yeah, I've heard things, and I know because it is the most liberal of liberal, industries. So very, very left wing. Just actually everything about being a Christian, they would disagree with. So yeah, they think I'm crazy. I think.
Well, and that's, I was going to say, you know, especially in Canada, but honestly, I don't know that the U.S. is any different than Canada as far as any of that goes. I mean, I think we're all basically, they're all left-leaning, especially in the area of, Hollywood or the entertainment industry, for sure there. What kinds of success have you had? I mean, obviously the organization Choice for Two, you said, you know, has grown in just a matter of a few years. What are some examples? Do you have some cases where you and your organization help someone choose life and that individual's kind of sticks out to you?
Oh, it's like there's so many now, which is amazing. But we actually just put out a video a week or two ago called Amanda's Story, who, like I mentioned before, when a woman reaches out to us and we connect with her online, it's also very important to us that someone meets with her actually in person so that we can, you know, verify who she is, that she's an actual person actually in this need, but also to support her. So Amanda happened to be local to me. So I am the one, I was talking with her online, but I was also the one who was the in-person contact with her. And her story is really interesting because she has chosen all three options. So adoption, abortion, and parenting. And when I got in touch with her, it was after she had aborted. She had chosen abortion. So she'd already had a baby and chosen adoption. Then she'd aborted and she was very distressed. And I was chatting with her at that time. And then she got pregnant again, which is really common actually for women who abort and regret it. We see a lot of that, of they get pregnant right away. And so I was chatting with her and she is actually, so baby C, that's what we call the child who was born. That baby completely changed the way our entire organization operates really in terms of how we speak to women. Because I had always been told, like, you can't say anything offensive. Don't say anything harsh and scare the woman away. And so the way we were talking with women was basically how the pregnancy resource centers do it, where they're like, okay, here are your three options. And you try and like push the woman away from abortion without actually saying abortion is bad or abortion is wrong. But then with Amanda, and she just had an abortion, I knew she was struggling. We're talking about it. And then she got pregnant again. I was like, look, you know, if this is murder, you know that that's what you just did. You know it's wrong. Like, do not do that to this child. You know, you will answer to God for what you do with this child's life. And it was just a very much more direct message, no beating around the bush. And that child's life was spared. And since then, I realized, actually, like, we can't be beating around the bush with this. This isn't some like which frosting flavor do you want on your cupcake choice. This is life or death. It's life or murder. And so this is how we talk to women now. And as Amanda says in the video, you'll hear her because she's like, but what you said was like, you said it with love, which is right. Like, we're not screaming at women, but we are being very clear with them, and we're there to help them because we know that abortion is bad for them as well. So yeah, that people can check out Amanda's story on our video page as well.
Yeah, I'm actually looking at it right now. I was actually going to comment on what you were saying. You know, if you read this section you have on here, you know, dealing with an unplanned pregnancy, and then you have a paragraph and it says, our advice, girl, don't murder your baby. Don't believe the lies. You are strong enough to do this. And your baby is a baby who deserves life. And you do, you know, use the word murder and kill. And, but what I think is interesting and great with what you said is that you can say these things, which are the truth, and you can say it with love and compassion and, you know, in a sense of conveying that, hey, I'm here to help you, but I'm not going to mince words, right? What you're doing is pilling, and that's it. And because I've heard that as well from many people that says, you know, you shouldn't be saying this, you avoid this word or that word, or don't show this image. And maybe there's some, you know, some truth to that. But even your video with Kevin Sorbo, I mean, it's not a real baby. It's animated, you know, mm-hmm. for those that might want to watch it. So that takes away some of the harshness of it, which is good. But it does show what occurs in an abortion. And I think we have to do that because, and you could tell me if I'm wrong, many, many women, actually, you would know this for sure, have no idea what happens in an abortion. They have no clue that, you know, what you show in some of these videos is what will happen to their baby. Am I right?
Sort of. I think they don't know exactly how it's going to happen. They don't know like the mechanics of it, mm-hmm. of like grabbing off a leg, but they do know that it is killing. They do understand that. And I think that things have shifted a bit in the last, I don't know how many years, but I do think it was true a little while ago, where maybe just there was no internet, let's say, and there were books and women didn't fully understand like prenatal mm-hmm. development. So now we understand a lot more. And though they don't know exactly how it's going to happen, they do know that it is the taking of a life. But what I will say is now, especially with abortion being outlawed, like in Texas, a lot more women are using the abortion pills, right? And it's very easy to get these pills. Mm-hmm. You can just order them online, which is also very dangerous. But we're hearing from a lot of women who are absolutely shocked and devastated to see their child in the toilet. Like they were not right. expecting the baby to be a baby at that point. They mm-hmm. were thinking it will look a lot different. So there is that element of yeah, they're not expecting to see a full child in the yeah. toilet.
Yeah. Yeah. That is so sick to even hear you say it when you say the words about it being in the toilet. And I got to say, I mean, your website choicefortwo.com is one of the best ones I've seen. Right now I'm looking at the portion that if you click at the top, there's a number of areas you can, it'll direct you to. I'm on abortion and it goes through in video abortion procedures by the trimester and the like. And one of the statements that you have here is, let me go to it real quick. You know, where I may have lost it, but it says, oh, here it is. You may choose to look the other way, but you can never say again that you did not know. So, you know, the information is out there, whether it's your site or if a woman is talking to her doctor, should have the right and the right to ask and also get the truth about what happens. Right. So obviously, you know, many women and I've, you know, I've seen on your social media, I would suggest following Laura as well, on social media, because there are times I believe that you will ask like the community that you're connected to say, hey, I have a mom who needs some, you know, or, you know, attention locally. You're in Canada, mm-hmm. Right. anyone there and people can do that. But many, obviously people. And this includes men, I guess, you know, right? End up, as you said, have an abortion and they have tremendous yeah. regret. So what kinds of things does Choice for to offer or do for those that end up making the choice and are regret it and are experiencing, I mean, depression, right?
Right. Well, I mean, honestly, it all comes down to repentance. From Jesus Christ. That is it. That mm-hmm. is the only thing that's going to get you out of that depression. And so what we try and do with people who are really struggling, we do have a private support group online. We do have women on my team who are post-abortive, who understand and who have spent a lot of time one-on-one chatting with some of the people who are really hurting. But we do ultimately try and plug them into a local church where they can have support and Christian leadership there to help them. And, you know, the thing is, like, we're all sinners, right? This is why I don't mm-hmm. have any issue with saying abortion is murder. And if you choose it, you are a murderer. I'm not saying I'm better than you. I'm not. Because, you know, all sin is disgusting and we are all equal in that, and that we all need to ask for forgiveness from Jesus Christ, right? So it all comes down to that. Just unfortunately, the guilt and the regret that comes along with murdering your own child is a lot heavier than, you know, if you steal from someone or something, you know what I mean? Like it does something to you because you're killing someone. That's huge. But there is forgiveness and there is recovery. So yeah, just all through our network and trying to connect people.
Yeah, that's great. And I love this. And I always point this out at all of my talks. And I have had many people on that do counseling for women and men who are experiencing the guilt and depression and the like after an abortion. To let people, remind people, especially those that are pro-choice, who think that we only care about the baby until it's born, right? That's what they all say. You don't care about anything afterwards. And certainly that's the furthest thing from the truth, because one of the things that you also do, I believe, just because I've seen you on social media and the like, is, you know, you'll offer support for someone who's maybe struggling financially, right? And, you know, worried about how am I going to pay for diapers and stuff like that. Do you guys do all of that as well?
Yeah, we do. So women who initially reach out to us who are considering abortion, a lot of them even have it booked. Mm-hmm. We, you know, we try and get them to not choose that. And often they'll say, but I can't afford it. I don't know where I'm going to get all this baby stuff. I don't know how I'm going to do it. And we say, you know what? You're not alone and we will help you. And so we do baby registries through Amazon. We'll post a baby registry and our followers are able to buy an item and it'll be delivered directly to her. And women are just so overwhelmed by that because it'll be, you know, some huge items, a crib, a car seat, a stroller, and smaller things too. And just to have it all show up at her house, mm-hmm. Is very encouraging for her to really see she's not alone. And then we do other things as well. Like we pay rent, we buy groceries, we pay other bills. We've paid for babysitting so that women could finish their college degree. Kind of anything that she needs, if it's valid. Of course, we have a whole financial department that goes through mm-hmm. things with her. So, you know, we're not just forking out money, giving away money to anyone who's asking for it. Like we're making sure that these are truly women in need. And then thanks to our donors, we're able to meet the need.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really fantastic. I love hearing that. And it goes unnoticed by, you know, in a sense, the mainstream media and people that are pro-choice, because pro-choice organizations like Planned Parenthood don't help with any of that stuff.
Right.
They don't. They will not help with someone struggling, diapers, cribs, my gosh, babysitting. That's really fantastic. So my last question as we come to an end, want to ask you about, so I've mentioned several times, you're in Canada, that's where you're from, but you're organization helps people from everywhere. Do you see anything changing in Canada in the abortion issue?
Oh, it's really hard right here. Like the Prime Minister Trudeau, honestly, I could say he loves abortion. Canada is now funding abortion all over the world. Abortion is free here in Canada. It's paid for through our tax dollars. And there is no restriction on it. So we have no abortion law. You can abort all the way up until the moment of birth. And it is happening. I mentioned to you our Exposed series. And so that first episode, the procedure, we talked about that. We have a second one out, which is on IVF. And we're working on the third one right now. But one that's coming down the pipeline is actually a true story of a baby who was aborted in Quebec. I believe it was last year. And I can't remember exactly, but the baby was either 36 or 38 weeks. And the child was aborted for no other reason than the mother changed her mind and didn't want the baby. So that is a full-term child. And the reason why we found out was because the medical professionals in the hospital, when they showed up in the morning and they were told, hey, you're going to be doing this procedure today, one of them freaked out. And so she started looking up the laws for abortion in Canada, and there is no law. And so she started contacting some anti-abortion groups. And through that, we ended up hearing about this story because she was saying, isn't there anything that can be done? And sadly, there was not. And the media picked up the story and they were saying, isn't this awful that a woman's personal information was leaked? There was nothing about, isn't this awful that medical professionals just murdered a late term, could have been born and survived completely fine. There was none of that. So that is the situation in Canada, just a complete disregard for life. I would say in general, right? We're also euthanizing people.
Yep.
Yes. So Canada is a tough one.
Yeah. Well, and I'm only bringing it up because you're in Canada. The U.S. is really not much better. Let's just be honest here.
Right.
And, and if the left had their way, everything that you just described in Canada would be happening here in the U.S. in every single state everywhere. Yeah. I mean, we know that here I'm in Cleveland, Ohio, but in New York, it was just a few years ago where the state assembly stood up and cheered when the governor signed an abortion bill that allowed abortion all the way up until birth. They cheered like it was glorious thing. So, you know, this is not just Canada and it's other countries all over the world. It is a universal problem. And your organization is serving everybody. So really, really great stuff. I'm so glad that we were able to make this work. We were going back and forth on getting a time. And I really appreciate you making the time. Laura Klassen, if you want to see Laura, she's in a lot of the videos, so you'll see her. She's really fun. And again, you'll see the pink and even blue hair that she uses. You're going to have to check out the videos to see that in reality. So Laura Klassen, thanks so much for coming on. I appreciate you.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure. And thank all of you for listening. Again, go to choice42.com and check out Laura Klassen. And thanks for listening.
Thank you all for joining me this evening. As I say goodnight and God bless each and every one of you, I'd like to close with the words of the Holocaust survivor Elie Wiesel. There may be times when we are powerless to prevent injustice, but there must never be a time when we fail to protest.
From the Median is listener supported. Visit our website, fromthemedian.org, for further information or to make a donation to continue to make this radio program possible. Email us, radionews@fromthemedian.org, or call 440-668-4049. Through our fromthemedian.org website, you can download this or previous programs for your listening pleasure or sign up to receive our weekly preview of upcoming guest interviews. Tune in every weeknight at the same time to listen to another great interview on From the Median as we plan the route that takes us back to the culture of life.
You all know about Mike Lindell and MyPillow. You also all know that MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way that they used to. They've been part of this cancel culture. So they want to pass the saving directly on to you. They're having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Well, since then, with the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some of you may not even know about. To get the word out, they're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillow, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel set, $25. Brand new four-pack dish towels, you've guessed it, just $25. For the first time ever, the premium MyPillow with the all-new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, even king size, just $25. This amazing offer won't last long, so order now. Just go to MyPillow.com or call 800-641-0466. Again, 800-641-0466 and use promo code mypillow.com/Molly. Every item you order using this 800 number and promo code mypillow.com/Molly means Cleveland Right to Life earns life dollars to help us achieve our mission of protecting all human life. Check out their amazing merchandise and help us to protect the innocent babies in the womb.
This program has been sponsored by Cleveland Right to Life and is responsible for its content. three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.